can't find it. In the morning, be all right, my friend. But soon the night will bring the pain.
Seems a shame. That was a beautiful, beautiful show. I caught the end of it. I couldn't get out of the car hearing Hendrix. Oh my gosh. It just seemed to go on and on forever and ever. And it was like, ah, Hendrix. Oh my gosh. Hearing him on the radio. Luke? Yes. Thank you so much. So hello, everybody. It's Joyce the Voice here at WMFO Medford on the Voicemobile. As some of you may know, I went through a huge, huge change, a big move. Took a lot of people to help me. And it was a 10-hour ordeal, besides all the packing and now the unpacking. But I have successfully done the big part, and now it's, you know, oh, my goodness. So, you know, a huge thank you to everybody who helped me with all of that. Oh, I see now we've got all the mics and not any of the CDs. Okay, that's fine. We'll have to rearrange the board. So, bye-bye. So there's a whole lot of things that have been happening in the world, as everybody is aware of. Some of them good, some of them not so good. I don't know. I guess every day you get up and that you can take care of yourself and be nice to people, that's a good day. There are things going on around with the COVID and with what's happening in Ukraine that really tear at your heart. So do what you can to help people in your own community, of course, and whatever else you can do to help people that are far from you. Even a little thing that you might, you know, think doesn't matter, actually can have a big effect. Just smiling at someone, just coming over here to the studio. You know, there's folks who are at the crossroads and asking for money and for who knows what their situation is. And, you know, you give a little bit, it helps. Mostly the people are good and it's going to go for food or to help them. So it actually always makes me feel good that I have the ability to actually contribute a little bit. You don't know what their situation could be. And, you know, you could say, there but for the grace of God go I. You know, without a nice place, a nice warm place, and without food and choices of what clothes to wear and not wear. So there's a lot of blessings. And now we have this rain, which is really a blessing because we need it for all the beautiful flowers that are springing up. And I think tomorrow it's going to be a nice sunny day, which is a good thing. So we celebrated the holiday of Passover. And now we're in the period between Passover, getting out of Egypt, and moving toward receiving of the law, the Torah. We got out of being slaves because we were meant to be servants, not to a Pharaoh, but to Hashem, to our God. And so the time period that connects between Passover and Shavuos, 7 weeks Shavuos, 7 weeks, there's a practice called counting the Omer, which is a reminder of a sacrifice that used to be brought to the temple when we still had the temple. And it was a measure of Omer, which is a grain, not the most lofty of grains, but the grain that was fed to the cattle, just so that we would have something to do to link these two events. And each day that we count, each week that we count, has a different emotional quality that's connected with it. And that we, through connecting with these qualities, these emotions, we can work on ourselves and we can elevate ourselves so that by the end of 7 weeks, you know, 7 times 7, 7 weeks, 7 days, 49 permutations of combinations, we can really cleanse and clarify our midos, our characteristics. And so, you know, I wasn't here for the first 2 weeks. The first week was the week of chesed, or loving kindness, or expansiveness. And according to the Ari, there are colors identified with each of these characteristics. So silver and white, white and silver, is the first week. And then the second week was gevura, or boundary, strength. And the color is red and gold. We are now in the third week, which is the balancing of these two opposites. It's called Tiferet, and the colors identified with Tiferet are purple and yellow. So today we are in the third week, but we're also in the characteristic of Netzach. So after you have Tiferet, then you have Netzach, which is victory. And the color identified with that is light pink. So I have the practice, as some of you know, of wearing the colors, and just as a way of kind of reminding me. And so I've got pink within purple and yellow. And it's fun. It's very fun. So I think it's a wonderful thing to have a practice, whatever your practice is, that helps you to meditate a little bit on what's going on in your day, in your week, in your moment. We tend to forget. We tend to forget, and we race along and do this and do that. So anything that gives us the ability to slow down a little bit, it's a good thing. All right, now there's a Porch Fest coming up in Somerville. It's Saturday, May 14th, and it's going to ring out on the front stoops across the city. Stroll through your neighborhoods to enjoy this showcase at Somerville's varied and diverse array of musical talent. It sounds like fun. Festivities will start west of Willow Ave from 12 to 2 p.m. And then performances between Willow Ave and Central Street will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. And east of Central Street will bring it on home from 4 to 6 p.m. For info, you can go to somervilleartscouncil.org/porchfest, or you can just search for Somerville Porch Fest. A message from the Somerville Arts Council and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Great. Okay, so let's see. I think somewhere in my bag of tricks here, I have something that I want to share with you. We're going to do a little bit of a, even though it's an evening raga, I think it's in here. It is. All right, well, I'm going to have to get a deck connected up here because he's got only microphones, so we want to change the board setting and see if I can remember how to do this. No, that's not it. Let's see, it's one of these controls here. Nope, that's not it either. Let's see. Well, that's what happens when you're not around. Let's see. Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. We're live on the air, so let's see if I can get this CD1. That looks good. Yeah, that worked. All right, let's see if we can get that to play. It's not lighting up. I wonder why. Oh, here we go. All right, it's just a little tired. Okay, so probably won't play the whole thing, but maybe we'll play a little bit of this third raga. Okay, this, for some reason. Okay. Well, the CD is now stuck in the CD player. Do me a favor and turn the lights on, can you?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can see what I'm doing here. All right, so. Nope, this is not working. Okay, so. Well, we'll try something else. Oh, did it come out? Yeah, it did. We'll try one of these other decks. Let's see. All right, see if this one decides it wants to work. Sorry, folks, this is just really, none of these players seem to want to be working. Huh, I'm not sure. I haven't been in. Nope. Ah, there we go. Okay, that should work. We'll give it a minute to. That's why. Hope you're driving safely if you're driving out there. It's a little bit wet on the roads. All right. Here we go. Let's see if that's going to actually. Okay. Thank you.
ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך Adonai Elohecha Bechol Levavcha Uvechol Nafshecha Uvechol Meodecha
Oh, no.
That was nice and relaxing, except that I've been having a trouble with the board. It's not letting me, I don't know, looks like the last DJ hasn't really been checked out, although it says I'm in, so I'm not sure. We'll see if it works. Okay, so I wanted to share with you something about this period of time from this wonderful book called Seeds and Sparks, Inspiration and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life by Avraham Aryeh Trugman. And it's a wonderful book. We're going to read from a section called Counting the Omer, Awakening from Above and Awakening from Below. As I said at the beginning, this is the Omer period that we're in. When trying to understand the significance of Sefirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer, the 49-day period from Pesach to Shavuot, we can ask the following question. Why do we count up from 1 to 49 and not the more common way of counting down to an anticipated event? That is, from 49 to 1. In addition, as we count the Omer each day from below to above, we mention the names of the corresponding sephirot, God's channels of divine influx that allude to the spiritual, emotional, and psychological rectification of that day. Yet, the order of these sephirot are the opposite from above to below. It is interesting to note that the root of the word sephirot is the same as the root of sephirot. Many answers are offered to this question. This is but one of them. Similar to the in-out, out-in dynamic of the holidays of Rosh Hashanah through Simchat Torah, as discussed above, the counting of the Omer has an above-below below-above thrust to it. On Pesach night, the high intensity energy is coming from above. Thus, the term Pesach or Passover denotes God, as it were, leaping over all cause and effect, and the natural laws of both the physical and spiritual worlds, in order to bring us out of Egypt. On Seder night, the energy is flowing down from above in a unique and powerful manner that no other time of the holiday cycle can equal. Then, according to the Kabbalah, God withdraws the energy and we begin through our own efforts, the 49-day process of ascent, until we reach a similarly intense energy on Shavuot, the holiday marking the giving of the Torah at Sinai. This process mirrors the phenomenon whereby God created light on the first day of creation and then hid it away. So it's still showing that it's playing other things, and I do not know why, but I'm going to have to delete that from my list. I'm also going to have to put this the other way around. It's so annoying. I don't know why. All right, so we're going to put that in there. All right, well, I wish somebody would let me know. We've got the DJ check-in. Something didn't close down. The previous DJ didn't log out, I guess. Maybe that's why it's still not showing up. But it does say... I'm going to try it one more time and see. Oh, see? So, okay. So it doesn't have me in there. That's why. Hmm. Well, I'm going to try this. Hang on for a second. We'll get back to that. See if this works. Oh. It's asking for my Google password. I don't know. Why does it need my Google password? I'm going to have to change it, I guess. This is so annoying. Huh. Well, this is... No, that should be the right thing. Oh, it's not liking it. That's why it's not. Google Drive sign in. Well. Let's try one other thing. If anybody out there has an idea what I'm doing wrong, let me know. Nope, it's not liking the password. So that's why I can't get this thing. Very weird. All right, well, I guess I'll just have to deal with it later. Let's go back to what I was trying to share with you. Okay. So it's saying that this process of this cycle mirrors the phenomenon whereby God creates light on the first day of creation and then hid it away. Rashi on Genesis says this. Similar ideas taught in the Talmud, which states that an angel teaches a fetus the entire Torah in the womb, but at birth touches it right above the mouth and it forgets everything. It's a nida. Why reveal light and Torah only to hide them away? In these two cases, we understand that man, in order to grow to be an quote-unquote image of God, needs to make the effort of revealing light and Torah himself, as spiritual growth can only be attained by hard work and exertion. The hidden light and previously revealed Torah, deep within our consciousness, serve as guideposts and reminders of where we are coming from and where we are going to. Through the revelation on Pesach of such a heavenly light, we have a concept of what we want to work towards, what is even possible. Without this, we would be clueless as to the purpose or goal of our endeavors. All right, let's listen to something hopefully relaxing. Let's see if one of these CDs actually decides to work.
Mm-hmm.
right. I think maybe I've got this thing figured out. Now I have to find... No, it's still putting things in there. Maybe it'll stop now, hopefully. Very, very annoying. Okay, we just listened to Daniel Gill, who is living with his wife and family down in Sharon, Mass. This is from a musical sampler from Strupkov and Sons Nigunim. Very beautiful. And let's see if I can get that in there. What it is we have to fill out this software called Spinitron, and that allows you to go and see what I've been playing if you wanted to go to the website. And hopefully I've sorted out all these little glitches. What I wanted to do today, we have a little bit of time left. I was going to start to share with you a very beautiful part of our tradition called Shir HaShirim. It's a beautiful poem that has been attributed to King Solomon. And it came to him through what we call Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read a line in Hebrew, and then I'll translate it for you. Shir HaShirim Asher Lishlamo, the song that excels all songs, dedicated to God the King, to whom peace belongs. Yishakeni minishikos pihu, ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Israel in exile to God says, communicate your innermost wisdom to me again in loving closeness, for your friendship is dearer than all earthly delights. L'reach shemonecha tovim shemen turak shemecha alkein alamos ahevucha. Like the scent of goodly oils is the spreading fame of your great deeds. Your very name is flowing oil. Therefore have nations loved you. You can see the imagery here is very beautiful. Mishakeni ahavrecha Narutza Heviani Hamelech Hadarav Na Gila Venismecha Bach Naskira Dodecha Miyayin Misharim Ahevucha. Upon perceiving a mere hint that you wish to draw me, we rushed with perfect faith after you into the wilderness. The king brought me into his cloud-pillared chamber. Whatever our travail, we shall always be glad and rejoice in your Torah. We recall your love more than earthly delights. Unrestrainedly do they love you. Then Israel says to the nations, Shechora ani v'nava benos Yerushalayim be'ahale keder. Kyrios Shlomo. Though I am black with sin, I am comely with virtue. O nations who are destined to ascend to Jerusalem, though sullied as the tents of Kedar, I will be immaculate as the draperies of him to whom peace belongs. I mean, if you can get a little bit into the imagery here, it's really quite beautiful. Now we're on line 6. Al tiruni she'eni shecharachos chores she'shezafasni ha'shamesh b'nei imi nicharu vi samuni notera es hakaramim karmi sheli Lo natarti. Do not view me with contempt, despite my swarthiness, for it is but the sun which has glared upon me. The alien children of my mother were incensed with me, and made me a keeper of the vineyards of idols, but the vineyard of my own true God I did not keep. Israel says to God, Hagidah li she'ahava nafshi echa sir'eh echa charbitz b'tzacharayim shalama aya k'otriya al adrei have recha. Tell me, you whom I love, you whom my soul loves, where will you gaze your flock? Where will you rest them under the fiercest sun of harshest exile? Why shall I be like one veiled in mourning among the flocks of your fellow shepherds? God responds to Israel, Im lo seidi lach hayafa banashim se'i lach ikvei hatzon ur yes negidio sayach al mishkenos haroim. If you know not where to graze, O fairest of nations, follow the footsteps of the sheep, your forefathers, who traced a straight, unswerving path after my Torah. Then you can graze your tender kids, even among the dwellings of foreign shepherds. L'susasi berich ve faro demisik rayasi. With my mighty steeds who battled Pharaoh's riders, I revealed that you are my beloved. Navu l'chayayich ba'torim savarech ba'charut sim. Your cheeks are lovely with rows of gems, your neck with necklaces, my gifts to you from the splitting sea. The problem is I brought a smaller volume because it was maybe lighter, but it's a little bit hard to see. Okay. Tore zahav na'aselach im nekudos hakasef. By inducing Pharaoh to engage in pursuit, to add circles of gold to your spangles of silver. Shehamelech bimsibo nirdi nasan recho. While the king, now Israel is now speaking to God, while the king was yet at Sinai, my malodorous deed gave forth its scent as my golden calf defiled the covenant. Yes, the incident of the golden calf. Surur hamor dodi li bein shaddai yalin. But my beloved responded with a bundle of myrrh, the fragrant atonement of erecting a tabernacle where his presence would dwell amid the holy ark's staves. Eshkol hakofer dodi li bekarmei ein gedi. Like a cluster of henna in Ein Gedi vineyards, has my beloved multiplied his forgiveness to me. Chinach yafa rayasi, chinach yafa einayich yonim. He said, I forgive you, my friend, for you are lovely indeed and lovely in resolve. The righteous among you are loyal as a dove. Chinacha yafa dodi af naim, af ar senu. Anana. It is you who are lovely, my beloved, so pleasant that you pardoned my sin, enabling our temple to make me ever fresh. Koros batenu aratsim, rechitenu berosim. The beams of our house are cedar. Our panels are cypress. So that's the first of, I think it's 8 chapters of Shir HaShirim. And it's really, meant to be said, recited, like on Shavuos, sometimes on Pesach, and also on Friday nights. And if you can't do the whole thing on Friday night, there's a few verses that you can say. Anyway, it's quite a beautiful tradition. And we've got a few minutes left. Let's see if we can play something from our dear friend, Laser Lloyd. Let's see. Let's do... Let's do 11.
I don't know if the world is ready. to think the time has come. The time.